Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe we're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light.
Yes, well. My brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back. Yes, indeed. We're back again for another episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edomiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. This precious opportunity to be back with you here again. In this very blessed time, this Rosh Chodesh, this new moon. Time which the Most High is consecrated that we seek the fullness of His will, that His word be remembered. Now, thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, indeed, for this very precious time, the opportunity to speak to you these very precious words. Thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. Now, thank you all for listening. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, as He told me, that under His cause, I have some very important, yes, very important things to His cause, to His purpose, and under His plan that I must do. And Most High told me that because of what I must do, He said that to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, directly, as He told me. I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. The men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Pretending to be wise, my brothers and sisters, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert. To pervert, to silence, and if they could. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. We who are wise know that all that is done in the darkness will surely come to the light. We will warn our brothers and sisters to watch out for false prophets. We warn to watch out for those who are hypocrisies, claiming to represent the Most High, my brothers and sisters, have been the denizens of darkness rather than light. For there are many of my brothers and sisters who claim to be the servants of the Most High. We're told again to watch out for false prophets. Watch out for those who teach a fallen, perverse, foolish, fleshly testimony. Less than all that the Most High requires. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, we must be very careful to seek diligently for all, showing the Most High the willing to seek beyond worldly status quo, for all that is divine will. As we find out so often, my brothers and sisters, there's so many not discerned too late. They relied upon men, hypocritical, claiming to be functioning after the spirit of the Most High, who teaches all things, no lie in it. My brothers and sisters, a false prophet is someone who claims to teach but hides the truth from you. We are to watch out for all false prophets, all fallen testimony. Lest we find out too late that we have not truly known the Most High as He is and have been victimized by con men whose profession it is to flatter the masses. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, they flatter the people. So often they flatter the people. And men esteem them as wise. We should be wiser, brothers and sisters, in this. Far wiser than this should we be. Messiah said it this way. You are my friends, to my John 15:14. You are my friends if you do everything that I command you, everything I instruct. Well, wise is the man who discerns, my brothers and sisters, what it means. We said, blessed are you, although he who keep his commandments. I said, blessed are they who keep his commandments. For to know what is said, my brothers and sisters, and not know from him why it is said, is to miss the point. Messiah said, in fact, you are my friends if you do everything that I command you. That there be no divisions among us. Purity and completion, my brothers and sisters, offers one choice. He was speaking to his people. We all must seek the fullness of all that is his will, seeking him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. Seeking his will, I repeat, with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. We might genuinely, my brothers and sisters, be friends of the Most High and one another, that none falls short of the mark. For again, to know what is said, and not know why it is said, is to miss the point. And so often men not discerning why the Most High said what he has said is a gospel unto peace, oneness, agreement. Many overlook, never see the ideal. Walk after vain and presumptuous idolatries. For my brothers and sisters, whoever would defend such partialities, kind of blindness that denies men or compels men not to seek the fullness of what is divine will, my brothers and sisters, whether they understand it or not, are still counted among those who take the name of the Most High in vain or swear by his name falsely. My brothers and sisters, whoever would defend worldly illusions, short-sightedness and divisions, the work of liars, my brothers and sisters, has defended, and even my brothers and sisters has been a tool of an adversary. We are commanded. We must see all his will. That is the gospel of peace. Or have we preferred dissension and chaos and confusion instead? Messiah said to those anointed of his spirit to go forth and teach all nations everything, instructing them according to everything that he has commanded. Even according to the wisdom, the authority, the jurisdiction granted him from on high. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, why he commanded such? Shall we have peace and agreement after a multitude of partialities? Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand the truth. Israel, from the very beginning, is always to be a people who call upon the name of the Most High with one consent. That is the eventuality that the Most High has said will define his people. Zephaniah, my brothers and sisters. Says he will restore to his people a pure doctrine, pure speech, pure language, pure understanding. That they all call upon his name with one consent. He said in Zephaniah also that a people that he would defend unto his honor is a people that will speak no lies and will do no iniquity. No false doctrine among them, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who will not insult the principle the Most High declared of a people who would walk after his spirit rather than after their self-aggrandizement, the folly, the blindness, the reprobate mindedness, or let's just say undisciplined mindedness of the flesh. Abraham, our brothers and sisters, was told to walk after, to seek after the Most High for his perfect will. And that would be a blessing, a healing, a reconciliation, a oneness, an atonement, a oneness, an agreement, cooperation, and a peace unto all peoples. He was told to seek after the Most High for his perfect will, complete will. He didn't say anything less, my brothers and sisters, would be a blessing. He didn't say that anything less would be a confirmation of righteousness. Scripture that Abraham believed, sought to comprehend, understood, learned from Yah. Believed, trusted in, had faith in Yah, beyond all the varying differences of this world, the debate, doubt, misadministration of this world, was counted him for righteousness. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, no man exceeds those who establish false righteousness. The idols that are the leaders that men have trusted, no man exceeds them all. But by faith in him who is not of this world. Or do I need to explain that? Yohanan, John 8th chapter. Messiah said to those who did not quite yet believe him, he said, "You are of this world, I am not of this world. I am from above, not from below." The kingdom of the Most High, my brothers and sisters. The kingdom of the Lord of hosts. The kingdom of him who is the master of all those who are guided and governed by his spirit. That kingdom, my brothers and sisters, is one. Perfect agreement among all who are constituents in it and all things. We are praised, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our brothers and sisters, that is a petition that we esteem the truth of Yah beyond all. I said, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the political, social, national, and pseudo-religious partialities and differences of this entire world. But there are those among us, my brothers and sisters, who have become self-satisfied or become satisfied with what is evidence of human indiscriminate and irreverent confusion. Because the differences that are in this world are not evident of man walking in wisdom, but evidence, my brothers and sisters, of man becoming self-satisfied in his ignorance. And my brothers and sisters, I dare tell you that a true Israelite will not be satisfied with a lack of knowledge. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the true Israelite understanding the Shema, rightmost command to us all, that we all must reason together. If there are differences among us, we are obligated in the name of the Most High not to swear by his name falsely, not to swear by his name unto anything less than the fullness of all that his will that he reveals. We're obligated. Again, my brothers and sisters, according to the utmost command, hear, O Israel, Most High, our Most High is one. And my brothers and sisters, we only perceive him as one, can only perceive him as one. We all discern. Not seeking to rob, but seeking to give due praise unto him. seek all that is his will and all that he reveals, that we all may, in fact, my brothers and sisters, after a gift, the greatest gift that comes from above, learn how to cooperate, love, and trust. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, there are many. I said there are many, my brothers and sisters, who would destroy and have worked for a long time to destroy pure faith in Yah. Think about it. Whenever the Most High declares something unto his sanctification, or sanctification of his name, he would consecrate something unto himself. Adversaries seek to creep in. Men saying they would worship the Most High alone. My brothers and sisters, after the intrusions of the various pedicious, hellish principalities and powers not established upon a pure word that is from the beginning, men say they seek to worship the Most High. It is written, my brothers and sisters, that we should not seek to serve two masters. But my brothers and sisters, when men say that they would seek the commandments of the Most High and obey the commandments of the Most High and still maintain the commandments and doctrines of men, it is written, my brothers and sisters, that all such worship, read Matthew 15, 6 through 9, is in vain. For Yah is one. He is not destabilized, nor does he change according to any of the variant misconceits of man. It's time we understand the truth, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand the principles of what makes, again, unto the Most High, a true nation, worthy to be called Israel, worthy to be called the people of Yah. I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to discern what the scriptures are really saying to us. I want you to think about this, my brothers and sisters. Messiah did not speak to his people, though there may be many who tout and want to exalt the Greek language, saying that there is no newer testimony in the Greek, which is a lie. There is a need, my brothers and sisters, for us to seek what scholars do know, but oftentimes seeking to maintain Western hypocrisy and polytheism. They choose to act as if it were not true. Messiah did not speak to his disciples or his people in Greek, my brothers and sisters. How is it that men have been so self-assured in translations, my brothers and sisters, wrought from a language that is innately to the exaltation of polytheism rather than monotheism in nature? It's time we wake up to the truth. I want to understand something, my brothers and sisters. There are many times in Scripture that because the Greco-Roman language faithlessly exalted the standards of men rather than Yah, many have not understood, for instance, that this word, law, the pagans wanted to assure that none be converted unto the will of one. The pagan princes of Rome desired that all the variant gods of Rome and all their traditions, as is evidenced in such things as the Easter, Christmas, Sunday, Mardi Gras, Valentine's Day, all my brothers, there's so many traditions, for instance, that we see still preserved, even among the churches today. It's just a ministry example. Men becoming satisfied with polytheism, saying that they keep the commands of the Most High, even many saying today that they keep the Shabbat, but teaching different doctrines. That, my brothers and sisters, is not true to the mandate the Most High gave his people Israel to keep, preserve, guard, defend against all intrusion. his instructions. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that this double-mindedness is considered an instability before the Most High. We look around and we see our people divided. We should not be content with this. But how shall the people content with ignorance? My brothers and sisters, be the light of the world. How shall the people content with a lack of knowledge? My brothers and sisters, be the preservers of a covenant and the preservers of wisdom and truth. Scripture tells us the greatest wisdom, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, is wrought in reverence, respect for Yah. And the Most High has said that He is one. Therefore, too, we seek Him for all that is His pure and perfect will. We have respected blasphemously, my brothers and sisters, giving respect to the designs of another. Because if we become self-satisfied or satisfied in less, what we become satisfied with, my brothers and sisters, is the false god we serve. I had somebody tell me a little earlier about the idea it's all about knowing who you serve. I say, my brothers and sisters, about knowing whose instructions you keep. Who it is that you learn from? Have they sought truly after the Spirit, being called of the Most High to teach you all things? All things the Most High would have His people know? Or have they sought to hide certain truth from you that they keep you ensnared under their authority? I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the pagans, when they talked about the word law, they wanted to exalt no rule above their own. What's the scriptures say concerning them? I've talked about this before. The title they have for a Messiah or a deliverer or a savior. They had a concept of a savior, my brothers and sisters, Christ, or Christos, as one who they said was favored of all the gods of Rome. They were polytheists seeking not to offend the multitude of their heathen gods, false gods. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High has already said that we can worship none else but He. What else then, my brothers and sisters, are the multitude of varying ideals that after certain political authority, national authority, whatever, denominational authority, complicity with pseudo-religious titles, how many false standards, my brothers and sisters, are men upheld? And can a multitude of false standards and differences of opinion, my brothers and sisters, be peace, agreement with the Most High? Absolutely not. So there's a need to understand, for instance, the scripture at Galatians 2:21. Because the apostle already said, there's only one gospel, there's only one peace. A multitude of different standards, incomplete, my brothers and sisters, cannot be that peace. The gospel, as Scripture says, it says good tidings, glad tidings, sure message. A message is sure, my brothers and sisters, when it is complete, as the Most High has designed it and decreed it to be. So, in fact, when the Scripture says that righteousness comes by means of the law, Messiah came and died in vain. Many have entirely missed the meaning of this word. For righteousness, or let's just say being found true to the Most High, or seeking to be found true to the Most High in all things He's declared, unto salvation beyond all those who would hypocritically hide the truth from you. If peace then, my brothers and sisters, at one in the Most High, at one with Him, and at oneness among all our people, if the Holy Kingdom, my brothers and sisters, and confirmation in the Holy Name, if eternality, my brothers and sisters, preservation, being called stable and wise, comes by means of the many diverse, perverse, flawed, false rules, misrule, deception and pretense, confusion and doubt, After the diverse opinions of many standing against faith and the unchanging sanctity and constancy of the Holy One, the Messiah, my brothers and sisters, as a Savior, came to die in vain. Think about what it means. If righteousness comes in, my brothers and sisters, by virtue of men's misrule, Messiah came to die in vain. Scripture says in the book of Acts that when the people realized they'd been subject to rulers who had persecuted the Prince of Peace, they asked, "What shall we do?" And they were told to be baptized. How about, my brothers and sisters, perform the initiation rite, renouncing every other manner of false rule, renouncing all false rule, seeking to be purged of all false rule and seeking the will of one, baptizing the name unto the honor, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, honoring, my brothers and sisters, the very name and title which Messiah himself, as a faithful servant, comes to honor, true to all that is divine will, performing all that is divine pleasure. And it says, you shall receive the Holy Spirit, a pure testimony, my brothers and sisters, of which you may be saved. Delivered, my brothers and sisters, from every manner of falsehood. My brothers and sisters, it's time we understand that the pagans, not having a word to relate the difference between divine law and man's law, have vastly deceived many. But there's no peace, no certainty after lawlessness. The wickedness, then, that is the scepter of the rulers, it says in Isaiah 14:5. No peace, my brothers and sisters, no harmony with the Most High, after the uncleanness of what is undisciplined, reprobate, worldly contradiction. Blessed they will understand the truth of these things, my brothers and sisters, for Scripture never said that men would receive the Spirit trusting in a worldly status quo. Certainly not, my brothers and sisters, after, I want you to understand this, a few decades before the birth of Messiah, Rome came in and killed off all the priests who wanted a king from the tribe of Judah. They murdered all those priests, and Rome set up a priesthood catering to Roman ideas and said they had no king but Caesar. Hypocrites, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. What did he mean by that? He said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees at Luke. What is it, Luke 12:1? Let's look at it quickly, that we understand these things much more clearly. Let's go forward to it. Let's see. Here we go. Luke 12:1. He said, in the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch as they rose, they trod one upon another. In other words, there's so many of them they could barely find a place to stand. He began to say unto his disciples, first of all, as an utmost command, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. He says, which is hypocrisy. What does he call hypocrisy? Like I said, the scripture says in Malachi that men look for the law of the Most High from his mouth. What about if they preach, my brothers and sisters, another rule? He says, for there, as at Luke 12:2, he says, for there is nothing covered that should not be revealed, neither hid that should not be known. Shall man say that in denying the truth, they should be called righteous? My brothers and sisters, that denies the greater light of the one Most High. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which claim to teach you all you need to know. But there is nothing covered. For there is nothing covered that should not be revealed. It shall be revealed, and you shall judge all. Messiah comes for the remembrance, restitution of all things. It says in Acts 3:18-23. According to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets, promised by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. If there is nothing covered, then which will not be revealed. And the scripture says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, his testimony, should be cut off from among the people. For so there is nothing covered that should not be revealed, neither hid that should not be known. In other words, my brothers and sisters, all the truth that men have hid, he shall reveal, and men shall be judged according to the fullness of that truth. And let no man feel that in his ignorance he should be counted wise. For it was not the Most High, brothers and sisters, who hid the truth, but man who in turning away blinded himself. Yah shall not be denied, my brothers and sisters, what he has promised a world or his people and himself, because of the ignorance of those, or the rebelliousness of those who seek not the truth, that they might be a beneficence among our people. So there's nothing covered that should not be revealed, neither here that should not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. And that which you have spoken in the ear, in closets, should be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, he says, seek to uphold all the word. Be not afraid of them who kill body. Yes, so often you tell the greater truth. When you come to the realization of the greater truth that you might uphold it, those, my brothers and sisters, prefer the non-learning, that they exalt themselves, and they flatter men in the vanities of ignorance, that men exalt them and call them wise. And so often, my brothers and sisters, denying the greater revelation that I himself gives. So I say to you, my friends, be not afraid to kill the body. After that, have no more than they can do. My brothers and sisters, far better revere the Most High, who judges all, than to revere those of brothers and sisters that he, for their hypocrisy, shall condemn. It's time we understand something, my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures talk about being not under the law by grace, talking about by the favor of the Most High, that he reveals his will. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. Israel, 2,000 years ago, was a Roman satrapy. In other words, it was under Roman control. A Roman satellite state. All the rulers that were over Israel at the time were appointed by Rome. So you need to understand what this meant. Whose law, my brothers and sisters, was it that men must overcome ultimately? Whose misrule? Whose hypocrisy? Whose rule, so as to cater to so many differing ideals, denies the will of one, is it that we must overcome? I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says to one called Shiloh, there's an expectation of him that we will warn. We must preserve till he come. The lawgiver, unto whom all must convert, be gathered. One who comes out of the tribe of Judah, Genesis 49, 1 through 8 through 12, speaks of him. Sure, this is latter days. My brothers and sisters, men would have known to seek him who will and preserve, to seek him who rebukes all misrule, reveals the light the world would seek to hide. Him unto whom all must convert and be gathered, to seek his exceeding righteousness. My brothers and sisters, all knew to uphold that truth. So many of us would not have been beguiled, my brothers and sisters, to accept less. And you need to understand something. There would be no need, I said, there would be no need to wait for the coming of the Messiah, the Savior who rebukes all sin, all false rule, as we find it written in Isaiah 40. Really need to read that 27 through 41, 4. There would be no need to wait for the Messiah. The scripture says they will wait for him to renew their strength. Well, no need to wait for him for the renewing of our strength, our oneness, our common understanding and cooperation and a common zeal and allegiance of the people. No need for wait for him unto an atonement, unto a reconciliation, a common agreement and a covenant among our people. No need to wait for him that there might be peace. Confirmation is stable under the manifestation of a holy kingdom consecrated unto Yah alone, under the remembrance of what is the faith, according to what all is eternal from the beginning. Because believing, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of, 45,000 denominations and all these variant world religions, man has forgotten what the Most High declared as the foundation from the beginning. And that foundation, unto that eventuality, must be restored. We don't need to wait for coming and scoring. Scripture says, the righteous one likened to the rising sun, casting out all the darkness, revealing the light the world would obscure. If righteousness, if salvation, if deliverance come by means of the diverse misrule of your leaders. Scripture says Messiah must expose them all in their folly, that you at last be free. So whose law, my brothers and sisters, is it that you must exceed? Messiah said your rights must exceed that of your leaders in Matthew 5:14-24. He said you must become the light of the world. That means retaining none of the darkness of those who hide the truth from you. And we must understand that it is Yah who decides whether humanity walks in darkness or in light. Let us be wise, my brothers and sisters, to pray unto the Most High, seeking all that is His will. That it be His righteousness that pours down upon us like a mighty stream. For the scriptures in Isaiah 45 say, therefore, woe to them who strive against their maker. Strive against the making and the creation of all things. Strive against the purpose. For till we are one, my brothers and sisters, in the Most High, discerning that our purpose is unto the fullness of His will, till we are one, my brothers and sisters, we are not worthy to be saved, preserved, for we have fallen short of purpose. There's much, my brothers and sisters, that has to be understood, as I said before, to know what is said and not know why it is said, miss the point. Is there any reason for the Most High to preserve a massive confusion, multitude of misopinions? Do we dare say that that is faith in Him? We're consecrated, called by the Most High, my brothers and sisters, those of us who are truly among the elect. We are called, my brothers and sisters, to seek all His will, because He called the elect unto understanding. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures have to say about this in Isaiah 41, that those who men have elected He will call an abomination? Men who have forgotten both the foundation of all things, the reason for all things, and that which is the eventuality. He calls both them abominations and all those who follow them. For He said, in that day He will send forth one who preaches truth as a gospel. Truly all the word, my brothers and sisters, let declare the sure message unto sanctification in the will of the One Most High. He says, blessed are those then, my brothers and sisters, who discern the meaning of this truth. But He says, behold my servant, my elect one, my chosen one, in whom my soul delights. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged. He's going to declare a whole word. Morning by morning, He brings forth a word that does not fail, does not fall short. That all the nations under His light, seeking what is honorable before the Most High, should wait for His law. It is evident, my brothers and sisters, since the Savior comes exposed to pretenses, the false wisdom, the folly, the insubordination, the deceit of all the rulers who by no means seek to uphold the whole truth, nor could they see it. Like I said, automatically, my brothers and sisters, when men seek to uphold their pulpits and thrones, that double-mindedness counts them unworthy to discern beyond themselves. And so often, my brothers and sisters, men more concerned about personal pulpits and thrones in a competitive world, my brothers and sisters, in their double-mindedness, they're counted unstable, and that their oaths unto the Most High have been constrained after the yoke of bondage, seeking to maintain their personal avocations. And it's time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern far beyond this all. I could talk about the times the Most High has raised my conscience. And coming back to my, I'd say, more ordinary self, struggling to hold on to so much truth that he has revealed to my soul. To hold on to it as long as I possibly can, letting me know that it is very true what the Most High admonished me must be done. He told me till we see all that he has declared. We know what that is? He said, we live by every word that sees in the mouth of the eye. Do we know what it is? Do we understand so quickly what exceeds all the unrighteous plots of the leaders? He told me, until I see everything that he has decreed and promised, keep looking. Man, be so sure, brothers and sisters, he has discerned all that he needs to know. Most I told me it's a prayer we pray. Father, I don't know what I don't know what I need to know. Don't know what's been stuck in my head that keeps me from understanding. Hey, let me tell you something. So often men misinterpret the scriptures and compel men to look one direction and the truth is another. But Father, you know. And I know that you, if you don't tell me, if you don't instruct me, I won't know. It requires that kind of humility, my brothers and sisters. For until the Most High says, I know in my personal case, I will tell you this without question. I was saying that it would be better if many of us had the same idea. I will say that in so many ways I'm so ignorant until he has declared that I am wise. I think about scripture in Psalms 2. It speaks to Messiah saying, most of one day say to him, morning by morning, the Most High calls his ears to hear the tape, his ears to hear the fire, he will say one day. Most High has spoken to him, saying, today you are my son. This day have I begotten thee. How many will discern, my brothers and sisters, understanding of this? For righteousness, true to the Most High, consecration to the Most High, cannot come after a multitude of false prophets, false kings, who deny the truth, brothers and sisters, to deny this world the opportunity of salvation unto oneness. A multitude of divisions, my brothers and sisters, and not make us one. Allegiance to the diaspora that we must overcome, my brothers and sisters, cannot bring the healing of a people. It's time we understand the truth. It's evident, my brothers and sisters, since the one Savior, who is called the Kurdish Shadow, comes to expose the pretenses of all the rulers, the global allegiances, diverse leaders, and national and religious, pseudo-religious institutions have been a blinding and blasphemous, disrespectful deception tantamount to having, my brothers and sisters, having been predisposed to call upon the name of the Most High, and what is actually a fall from faith in the will of one unto the misdesigns of many. Far from faith, my brothers and sisters, and far from the unchanging oneness of the One Most High, required to honor his name, is tantamount, my brothers and sisters, of taking his name in vain, swearing by his name, my brothers and sisters, under less than the fullness of his will. For his name is that he is all that he is. When we swear by his name, we must swear to all his word as wise and true, the Most High just, and all he says and does, saying and doing nothing without reason. Blessed they will understand this, my brothers and sisters. I said, blessed they who will understand this. But we've been living in a world, my brothers and sisters, that predisposed, as the scripture says, men to speak lies from the very womb. Predispose men, my brothers and sisters, unto a misallegiance from the time they are naturalized in this world under whatever nation or allegiance under which they are born. There's a reason then when we must be born again, reoriented, renewed, my brothers and sisters, seeking true knowledge, seeking my brothers and sisters, in fact, full discretion in the will of the Most High, that we do not misrepresent or speak lies against it, should be our first ultimate priority, that we declare no standard of brothers and sisters that would mislead any of our brethren. For so many of our brothers and sisters have trusted in lesser standards, not realizing that they never knew Yah. We're told to watch out for false prophets, for they cry out, Lord, Lord. Hey, even call him Lord of Lords, but not to do fully what all that he has said. Compare Matthias 7:13-28. He said, watch out for false prophets, because broad is the road upon which false prophets, fallen testimonies, dwell unto destruction, confusion. And narrow and straight is the road that leads to eternal life, and few are they that find it. Hearing my brothers and sisters, Messiah said also, we need to understand that in Luke 6:46, why call me your Lord, and Lord me, you mean Lord of Lords, King over all kings? And instead, if you will, do what others say. It's still the same word, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand the reality. Why call me, you mean Lord, Lord, then do not do what I say. Whose rule, my brothers and sisters, have men chosen to honor? The law, the false rule that must be overcome, my brothers and sisters, the yoke of bondage, the burden that blinds the minds. It's not by the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters. It's not by the grace of Yah that men are under so many divisive curses, confusing flaw, false rule, this abomination. It's by the grace of Yah that we awaken beyond all this damning exploitation. For if man were true to the Most High, as he declared the word from the beginning, there could have only been peace. And he has, the Most High says, he has a faithful ally in Isaiah 48. He does not swear by his name, far from truth and righteousness, but seeks all his will to destroy this Babylon, this misrepresentation that we see in this world. To declare the word that is from the beginning, that men again discern the way that we should go. Hearing my brothers and sisters, it's time that we understand the reality that so many in this world, beguiled by a pagan language, have not understood it. The scripture talks about then the law that men must overcome. Whose authority had men been predisposed already to call a law? Before they ever received the gospel, before they ever received the law the Most High gave to his people, Israel. Do you not understand, my brothers and sisters, that leaders and Israel have beguiled the people to think that they were truly teaching the law of Moses? Messiah said concerning them who sat upon the seat of Moses hypocritically at that time, he said, You think you need me to judge you? He says, there's one who will judge you, even Moses, whom you claim to trust. Saying then, my brothers and sisters, they were not being true to the law, the righteousness. Order, my brothers and sisters, the Most High gave to his servant Moshe to guide his people out from the misconceits of the nation. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says that even Moshe, what does the scripture say concerning him in 1 Corinthians? When he brought his people out of the land of Egypt, 1 Corinthians 10, he said they all follow the same rock, same foundation. And that rock foundation, my brothers and sisters, was Messiah. They're all baptized, purged from Egypt after the same authority. And my brothers and sisters, he said that is the Messiah himself. We're made, and should not harden our hearts. For those who would harden their hearts, my brothers and sisters, scripture says, should not know his ways. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that we're made partakers with him from the beginning. to the very end, the scripture says, we are made true unto the fullness, my brothers and sisters, made true to his holy and everlasting then, my brothers and sisters, covenant. I see that there's going to be a need to add a little bit of time tonight. Let's see what I can do about that. Because there's some principles that I wanted to get into tonight, and I want you to think about something. Some other principle I wanted to say tonight, at least before I went off the show tonight, and leave many of you to pray the Most High for constant guidance through the night and day, and the coming days that are to come. The book of James, they call it Jacob. Many say it's one of the earliest epistles, even before the writings of Shaul or Paul. But you must be understanding, my brothers and sisters, that it was still not long before Rome came in and destroyed Jerusalem that these letters were written. This letter was written, or this epistle was written, by one of his apostles. It's time we understand, so my brothers and sisters, Messiah said that this gospel of the kingdom, the greater kingdom of Yah, will go forth to all nations, often to convert the nations, and then would the end, or the fall of Jerusalem, come. You need to understand what that meant to an Israelite back then. It meant there would be no stable place after which men might gather together as one to assure that they were true to the Most High. Because after the constraints of all the various nations, the peoples are wanderer. My brother says there's no place they can come together. Or they gather from all the nations, that they be of one accord, seeking fully all that is the blessing, the salvation of one Most High. Scripture says, after the intrusions of seditious principalities and powers, did you hear me? Wicked men, lawless men, statesmen. Because it said the wicked is a scepter of the rulers in Isaiah 45. He said, after such as these, my brothers and sisters, this pretense, this false righteousness, believing lies, having not a great love of the greater truth, believing a strong delusion that they should believe the lies, they be damned, my brothers and sisters. So men in diaspora among the nations after all manner of differing ideals be made one? Differing contentious provocations against the will of one, shall they be made one unto Yah? Well, I can tell you this, brothers and sisters, the same thing is true among the congregations. If all do not speak with one consent and will of the Most High, we have fallen short of purpose. And brothers and sisters, the Most High has no reason to preserve a people who would preserve antipathy against his perfect will. We must all learn to seek the Most High for all that is his will. Even knowing what it is, my brothers and sisters, to seek the coming of the one called Shiloh, who called the Kurdi, the righteous one like unto the rising sun. One that's called the Son of Righteousness that arises. Many of the titles being titled the Messiah, declaring a faith beyond all your rulers. Either, my brothers and sisters, men seek that fullness, discerning that most Messiah comes and men all speak together with one consent, means that there's a time that the Most High has already forsworn that his anger shall burn as a furnace from all the massive misrepresentations. I said misrepresentations that have blinded man against his perfect will to divide this world against him unto whom it belongs. And it means, my brothers and sisters, since Messiah must expose all these various political, national, social, and pseudo-religious denominations and congregations. It means, brothers and sisters, that you should never even begin to think that rebelliousness, seeking to preserve any of these contentions, shall gain favor unto any form of preservation. For if it were translated rightly in Numbers 24, it says he will come to destroy him who will preserve. I hope you understand this, my brothers and sisters, any of the iniquities of the city or any misrepresentative social misorientation of this world. Don't think that the imaginations of man will save anyone. He says, if you walk after those who comfort you in your vanities, in Isaiah 57, walk after anyone who comfort you in your vanities, seeking peace after the ways of the wicked, the lawless. He said, notice that they will all be swept away like wind and vanity, and only those who put their trust in him shall inherit the land to possess his holy mountains. He was saying again, your righteousness must exceed that of all your rulers. You must be converted. You must be born again beyond every miserable orientation of this world. For the Most High will preserve none of its iniquity, none of its injustice, none of its lies. Blessed are they who discern, our brothers and sisters, you are serving of him whose law or instruction you obey. And woe is the man who believes that the multitude of differences and contradictions that we see in this world today are the instruction of the Most High after the Holy Spirit that he calls the Comforter. That will compel us to repent beyond all these differences. That will compel us, my brothers and sisters, to seek completion that we might have peace. If anyone believes that this massive contradiction is a work of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, then he has identified all these contradictions and damnable heresies with the Most High and has worshipped a devil and not Yah. This is what the various cemeteries that pass out this Doctor of Divinity degree, that you could take to any denomination, practice any religiosity. My brothers and sisters, this is what these institutions that your leaders, valuing a piece of paper from an unstable institution, destabilizing the masses, my brothers and sisters, compelled you to revere. If confusion, my brothers and sisters, comes to be what men respect, then the author of confusion has become a god to so many that they never know Yah as he is. Scripture says, Most High would send one saying, listen to me, O ye owls. Hearken to me, O ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, if you will, from my mother's belly, if you will, has he made mention of my name. Yes, even called him to purpose, to honor his name. He might declare what is the gloriously unto the honor of the one Most High. Made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. He says the sharp two-edged sword is the word of Yah and its perfection. Discern, my brothers and sisters, who will seek all that is divine will and who will not? Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of Yah, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Shall men seek incompletion and still be found in all things believers, stable, steadfast, as stabilizing influences in this world? According to the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, think again. But like I said, we need to understand the principalities and powers and leaders have not been, my brothers and sisters, at any point in history, truly, truly Yah. The book of Jacob, they call it James, I will tell you now, not far before the fall of Jerusalem, ultimately, said that, think about it, must overcome the provocation of the nation, meaning the nation was still provocative against the will of Yah. Besides that, the gospel of the kingdom, one ruler and one Most High, will go forth to all the nations, and they will retaliate even unto the destruction of Jerusalem. And that's exactly what they did. Remember what the apostle Jacob said? My brothers and sisters, if you read the second chapter closely, he said, not many of those who were called believers were of the nobility. Dare we believe, my brothers and sisters, that Roman murdering for 3 centuries, all those who might have known the truth and knew the truth or would speak it, that the end result of this murder, that they didn't cease in this tirade of destruction till they silenced all the voices who knew the truth? Do you think, my brothers and sisters, that rise, that brought a rise of true prophets, men who spoke after the Holy Spirit, the truth. Messiah said in Matthew 24 that would bring about a rise of false prophets, false testimony. And the scripture says, after this intrusion on the part of the rulers amongst your churches, presiding in the temples in your churches as if they were godly, the Messiah must come to expose this pretense. I heard someone today say that, and I regret to say this, is someone who still hasn't really understood beyond all this pagan Easter Christmas Sunday mess. Hadn't begun to understand, my brothers and sisters, the need to keep the commandments the Most High gave Israel, but after divine instruction. He talked about the idea about we are the righteousness of Yah. Wow. My brothers and sisters, when Messiah had to come to restore righteousness, if everyone already knew what righteousness is, there's been a great falling away since the time of the apostles. Yes, we are supposed to be and declare, my brothers and sisters, the righteousness of Yah. But righteousness is a matter of seeking all that is divine will, and a multitude of divisions cannot do that. Don't allow, my brothers and sisters, these hypocrites, these con men that are out here, to flatter you, to fall short of what is divine expectation. The scripture says, watch, be watchful, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man, for the Son of Man will reprove all your rulers. The scripture says the kings will be running for cover before him, saying, hide from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne, for the day of his wrath is coming. Who should be able to stand? Why his wrath? I'm talking about the scriptures in Revelation 6. Why his wrath? Scripture says, because the leaders have been treacherous in Isaiah 24:10-16. Dealt against the people very treacherously, broken the everlasting covenant. How about my brothers and sisters has broken the everlasting covenant into a multitude of partialities and personal perversions? The Most High is satisfied then with neither the leaders nor the people. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the expectation? There would be no need to wait for one who restores all righteousness. If me and my brothers and sisters were already righteous, there would need to be no need to wait for him who rebukes all the leaders. If the leaders, my brothers and sisters, were telling you all the truth you need to know. Scripture says he would make the kings as dust to his sword and driven the stubble to his bow. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we wake up and understand reality. And that the leaders in Rome and in Europe and in throughout the world, more concerned about pulpits and thrones, have been double-minded. My brothers and sisters, they've been left in so many ways blinded. Most High told me to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point and to lead many astray. And so, my brothers and sisters, have they done. And only those who are true to what Messiah said, when he said, I make no request for the worldly. I make no request then for anyone who would not accept the fullness of a holy word. Only they who, my brothers and sisters, who look for the expectation of reproof, being humbled by Yah to see the greater truth. Only they, my brothers and sisters, will be counted worthy. All who are concerned about exalting their own pulpits and thrones, my brothers and sisters, have denied the King. And let no man think the King will exalt those who will seek less than the fullness of his will. What is it written over in 2:26-3:6, Revelation? It says those who keep the fullness of his works, his instructions, keep the fullness of what he desires, as a full offering unto him in his completion. Say, these are the ones with which he would share his throne, that they would shepherd all the nations with a rod of iron, and even would discipline all the nations as he was granted authority. The authority, the righteousness from the Most High, with which to discipline all the nations. He said, either you seek his whole will, or he'll come against you with the sword of his mouth. Blessed they will understand that, men, brothers and sisters, with the sword of his mouth, with the fullness of a word, will he reprove all those who are sworn by his name, but not unto the fullness of all that is his will. Say, we should not swear by his name falsely. We should not swear by his name, then, my brothers and sisters, after a false, fallen, foolish, flawed standard. He will not count guiltless, but will count to be blamed, whoever would do this. He told us, beware lest any man beguile you after the prince of the world, and not after the fullness of Messiah, by whom you are made complete. He said, your rights must precede that of your leaders. If you allow anyone to trick you, have to trick you to fall short of anything or not to seek anything, anything, not to seek whatever is less, you know, of the fullness to contain in the law and the prophets, that you be counted an unbeliever and unstable. He says you should not enter the kingdom of Yah. You must then exceed, must be converted, must be born again beyond all the misconceits taught by your leaders. But it says the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. And Messiah comes to indeed teach us, as the scripture says, all things. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who know to seek after him. They receive indeed what we call a seal of approval. Confirm. Because he didn't say anyone be confirmed stable unto the kingdom of one after the misrule of many. Scripture talks about one called the messenger from the rising, messenger, angel from the rising sun, angel from, that rises in the east. All right, brothers, that's that one called the king of the east. It's also in Revelation 16, 12 to 21. Comes the one who comes to reprove all the rulers, to cast down, in fact, my brothers and sisters, to gather all the rulers, that they all be reproved, to overthrow this Babylon and throw all this misrepresentation. And if my brothers and sisters, men have not known to discern or seek after him, seeking to do good, coming into his light and be assured that what they seek after and what they do is true to Yah. My brothers and sisters, men are still counted among the wicked, the lawless, the evil ones, who seek not divine instruction and reproof. You need to read closely, my brothers and sisters, Revelation. It talks about him who searches the heart, Revelation 2nd and 3rd. You need to understand truly what is written in Yohanan, John 3, 14, 16 through 21. For it seems, my brothers and sisters, Messiah is that one who will discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, that whoever believes in him. I didn't say all these various misconceits, because let me tell you something. A multitude of misconceits is not belief in Yah. In fact, it's only unbelief. Whoever believes and trusts in him for the fullness of his will, all that he declared, are they who will not perish. Because the scripture says, in fact, in Isaiah 60 and 12, that when the Messiah comes to bring that invariant light of truth beyond all those who have been enemies against the greater wisdom, please read Isaiah 59 through 60. He says that nation, that people shall perish. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, and what false rule is it that shall perish? Most High intends to remove every obstacle and every fallen standing men have trusted and come satisfied with, my brothers and sisters, because I become a God to them and then be damned. Brothers, and finally, my brothers and sisters, be found worthy to be preserved, saved, counted among the redeemed, delivered from the hypocrites who hide the truth from you. The capacity, my brothers and sisters, to judge or to discern, not after merely what ordinary eyes see, the kind of x-ray vision, if you will, seeing beyond the veils of worldly misconceit, a gift of Yah, my brothers, to see beyond the masquerade. A man, let's just say, put a false face upon the truth. And misguided, man, brothers and sisters, to walk after every lie contained underneath. That gift, my brothers and sisters, the Most High shows you who he is. Automatically, my brothers and sisters, you know to seek more than what is apparent in this world. I want you to understand something. It's a very important piece of bit of scripture to understand. Yes, indeed. Very important bit of scripture to understand. To understand who Messiah said that he is. In the scriptures that Matthias, Matthew, they called it. Greek. Matthew is Greek. Matthias. Netanyahu. Hebrew. Messiah said, come unto me, all ye that are wearied and heavy laden, We are those who are burdened, heavy laden and burdened. And I will give you rest. How many of my brothers and sisters truly understand the meaning of this scripture? To many of my brothers and sisters, I'm sure the idea is not apparent. What he was really saying when he said, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in my heart. And you shall find rest for your souls. How many understand, my brothers and sisters? I know they translated this in Greek, from the Greek to English. So much my brothers and sisters miss when you understand or don't really understand or realize what Messiah was saying to his people and what it meant relative to the Hebrew language. Monotheist, my brothers and sisters. Reverent for the Shema, that the Most High is one, that we all must seek him, that we all in him all be one. Yes, my brothers and sisters. He said the Son of Man does not come by ordinary observation. That means righteousness. His righteousness at the time that he appears in the last day will be such that men, having not heard it, would not recognize him. What scripture says in Zephaniah, the just Lord is in the midst of the city. Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6. The just one is in the midst of the city. And every morning he brings justice to light. He does not fail. Does not teach a word falling short. But he said the wicked, the lawless, those who trust in less than divine will, self-righteous then, will not realize their shame. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time we discern what's being said here. So there'd be great depravity as it was in the days of Lot and Noah. That Noah would have to warn a world and Lot a city. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes because the whole world is falling short of the glory, the righteousness of Yah. And Most High never said he would sanction everybody's unrighteous, because how could he then bring forth the holy kingdom? Come to me, all that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I'm gentle and humble in heart. You shall find rest for your souls. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, from which these words came? Messiah was actually saying, come unto me. Listen to me beyond all your rulers. All you who have been my people, in fact. Because he's speaking to a people. All ye who are weary, my people who have been tainted and polluted, not to discern the perfect will of one, made indiscriminate after the constraints of the nations, burdened with illusions and lies and false righteousness among all the nations, blinding influences of misruling, misconceit. Learn from me. Listen to me. Presuming nothing and hearkening in silence. I didn't say arguing. And I will give you rest. I will give you strength, power to become the sons of Yah beyond all the misconceits of the rulers and the sons of darkness. I will give you strength. I will give you oneness. I will give you peace. I will give you one accord and understanding. I will show you the righteousness of my brothers and sisters, the exceeding truth of the Most High that they would not tell. I will give you an atonement, an atonement. I will grant you, because you believe in me, forgiveness for having trusted others. Think about it. Didn't say you continue to trust the others. He says you shall worship none but Yah. You should seek after none but him. Scripture says he is the one for whom you should seek. That instead of wanting to call yourself righteous after the variant discords or misallegiance that exists in this world, he is the one for you that you must seek, wait for, anticipate, until his peace, Shiloh, come. Knowing that only by trust in the Most High for an exceeding word, exceeding the status quo, can you be truly called a servant faithful unto Yah. Israel, a people after one considering the Most High beyond all the nations, was never to fall for complicity, self-satisfaction, after a worldly status quo. For how could such a people, my brothers and sisters, be consecrated unto Yah? How could such a people, my brothers and sisters, be true to the gospel, the will of one? Have we forgotten, my brothers and sisters, what we are called to be? Have we forgotten the nature of the Most High, and therefore, and forgetting the true oneness of the Father, forgetting who we are? I once asked the Most High, what is his true definition? What is his definition of an Israelite? A true Israelite, he said, that's a conscience that he must restore again in the world. Messiah comes to restore that conscience, restore that light, restore that covenant. Restore that oneness, restore that agreement, restore that common zeal and cooperation. According to what the Most High swore that this world must become from the beginning, confirmed unto one consent. So the people in discord, my brothers and sisters, with all kind of diverse misopinions, self-righteousness in themselves, my brothers and sisters, perform this purpose. For this reason, Messiah comes to restore, or let's just say to discern beyond all unrighteousness. Declare a covenant first. That's exactly what is written in Isaiah 50th chapter. It says the Most High has called him. Morning by morning, the Most High called his ear to hear and discern his teaching, his instruction, that he should know how to declare a word to strengthen them, my brothers and sisters, his people, who have been wearied after the diaspora, the scattering of the nations. What the scriptures say Messiah must come to do? Said those they who wait for him, though they have been weary, shall renew their strength, for he comes to reprove all your rulers. He said the king should be as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. The accuracy and the surety of his word, his exceeding word shall reprove them all. That his people be brought back to Yah. Who are the son of my brothers and sisters? He is saying, come unto me, that the burden, the constraints, the yoke, the misrule of your leaders no longer divide you. Take my yoke, my instruction, my law upon you. Learn from me the righteousness of Yah. For in my humbleness before the Most High, he taught me. And you shall find rest, peace, for the perfecting, the healing of our people, the healing of our souls. That we not be a contradiction against ourselves, our people, and against Yah. If we discern it well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that Acts 15 calls the variant misleadership of the rulers who claim to sit upon the seat of Moses but misadministering the law of Yah. He called their allegiances to such as this a burden that unto righteousness these people could not bear. He said that the Gentiles as well as Israel, my brothers and sisters, should both be saved by the grace, the faith, and the grace of the Most High. Faith in what the Most High himself reveals beyond them all, even as they. Again, we're talking about the grace of the Most High being a revelation that comes from him. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. For not all have heard the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. He says, did you hear me, brothers and sisters? Hearken to me. Learn from me. And you will find rest for your souls. What's written in Jeremiah 6:16 through 17? I said Jeremiah, Yeremyahu, 6:16 through 17. Understand what these scriptures are talking about, my brothers. I wish I had time to talk more about this. Because believe me, there's so much more to be understood by why Messiah said, hearken to me and I will give you rest. He had been lamb blasting the cities, my brothers and sisters, and the vastness of their unrighteousness. Remember that Rome had taken over the territories of the east and set up all kind of different cities and principalities under Roman intrusion, Greco-Roman intrusions. And so often when he therefore spoke the word from above, the people could only identify with the misrule from below, the misconceits of this world and false rulers from below. Degraded, my brothers and sisters, far from the righteousness of Yah, they did not discern his word. And he said that no man discerns the Son but him whom the Father reveals him. Ultimately, the Father reveals him. Woe to you, O Bethsaida and Chorazin. For if the instructions and the words, the truth, the miraculous and wondrous word of the Most High had been spoken to Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have listened. What was he saying, my brothers and sisters, about the level of depravity when he said in the latter days it would be like the days of Lot, Noah, Sodom and Gomorrah? A world of justifying, seeking peace in depravity and confusion.
90 seconds.
Me and my brothers and sisters calling such as this peace. Jeremiah, I said 6:16. Let's look at it real quickly. What does the scripture for us say? Thus said the Most High, stand ye in, he was saying his ways. Same thing as learned from him, and see and ask for the old paths. Said Messiah will restore righteousness of old and former years. Look for the path, the old path, the path of old, restoring the hearts of the fathers to the children, where therein is a good way, and walk therein, and you find rest for your souls. He said he was the restorer. Shiloh, my brother and sister, the one who declared the word from the beginning, spoken of in Isaiah 48. Restore all the misrepresentations of Babylon. But the people, the scripture says, so often, they would not walk therein. How many of my brothers and sisters will discern? First of all, the Most High would offer to his people who would be wise to hearken to him.
10 seconds.
I pray the Most High for the opening of the eyes. To his speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, and to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all indeed for listening. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near.